After Calmakil, the kings took the sceptre in names of the Numenorean, or Adonaic, tongue. Ar-Adunachor, Ar-Zimrathon, Ar-Sakalthor, Ar-Gimilzor, Ar-Inziladun. Inziladun repented of the ways of the kings, and changed his name to Tar-Palantir, the far-sighted. His daughter should have been the fourth queen, Tar-Miriel, but the king's nephew usurped the sceptre and became Ar-Pharazôn, the golden, last king of the Numenoreans. In the days of Tar-Elendil, the first ships of the Numenoreans came back to Middle-earth. His elder child was a daughter, Silmarien. Her son was Valandil, first of the lords of Andúniae in the west of the land, renowned for their friendship with the Eldar. From him were descended Amandil, the last lord, and his son Elendil the Tall. The sixth king left only one child, a daughter. She became the first queen, for it was then made a law of the royal house that the eldest child of the king, whether man or woman, should receive the sceptre. The realm of Numenor endured to the end of the Second Age, and increased ever in power and splendour. And until half the age had passed, the Numenoreans grew also in wisdom and joy. The first sign of the shadow that was to fall upon them appeared in the days of Tar-Minastir, 11th king. He it was that sent a great force to the aid of Gil-galad. He loved the Eldar, but envied them. The Numenoreans had now become great mariners, exploring all the seas eastward, and they began to yearn for the west and the forbidden waters. And the more joyful was their life, the more they began to long for the immortality of the Eldar. Moreover, after Minastir, the kings became greedy of wealth and power. At first the Numenoreans had come to Middle-earth as teachers and friends of lesser men afflicted by Sauron. But now their havens became fortresses, holding wide coastlands in subjection. Atanamir and his successors levied heavy tribute, and the ships of the Numenoreans returned laden with spoil.